have a guest this morning in studio joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about the Freedom Rock Project. There are actually about 99 of them going on right now in every county in the state. We're going to talk about the Cass County Project this morning. Craig Meyer's in with us this morning from Lewis, and that will be the home of the Cass County Freedom Rock. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Let's talk about Freedom Rock here. How'd it get to Lewis?
We just seen in the paper that and on the news that he was going to do a Freedom Rock in every county. And so I just contacted him and talked to him about it. And then we had to fill an application. And my wife done that and filled out a nice one about Lewis and the old town square. And so that's the park it's going to be in. And they gave it to us.
Well, there's been a lot of work done in that area here recently.
Yep.
It looks awful nice. That'll be a nice addition.
Yep.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the project itself. For those who maybe aren't terribly familiar with this, the Freedom Rock, the original one, was one in Adair County that Bubba Sorensen started painting some years ago, and they had this idea to put one up in every county. It's a pretty unique idea. Let's talk a little bit about the rock itself. Where'd it come from?
The rock was donated by Jeff Kirchhoff. He lives out southeast of Lewis, and he did a lot of contracting himself, and I think he said it come from Iranistan out west of Lewis, and he said we could have that rock if we wanted to haul it. And then Rob Stamp got word that we was going to look for somebody to haul it, so then he called and said that he was going by Jeff's and he'd pick it up, bring it into Lewis if we wanted to. So we got the rock donated by Jeff, and then Rob hauled it in free of charge, and works pretty good. Rock weighs 15,000 pounds.
That was my next question. When you said he picked it up, yeah. He didn't pick it up by hand.
No, he did not.
Take a couple of guys to do that. How big a rock is it?
The rock's about 8.5 feet tall, and it's about 5.5 feet wide in places.
Does it shape up pretty nice for this type of project?
Yeah, it's tall and kind of narrow, so I think it'll work pretty good. So it's different than most rocks that they've had.
Are a lot of them kind of shorter and
most of them
stubbier?
Are short and round, wide.
Well, it's kind of interesting how everybody is going out and looking for the perfect rock to put in their county when, the original rock, if I remember the story correctly, I think it actually fell off a truck when it was being hauled at this particular intersection. It was just kind of sitting there, and so it got painted, and away we go. So where the first one was just kind of, oops, here it is, all these are being very well planned, and a lot of counties are working on this right now. You talked about the project itself. I mean, you've got to get a rock, first of all. Can't have a Freedom Rock without the rock. That's kind of important.
Yep.
What's next after that?
Get the rock, and now we've got it set. We set 5 foot of footing underneath it. And then last Saturday we stood it up so we'd have a tall rock instead of a flat rock. And I forget how deep it is, but we drilled a re-rod up to the bottom of it so it would stick in the concrete. And now we're just waiting to see when we can get it. The supervisors gave us $5,000 to get it painted, and the city of Lewis gave us $1,000, and what we're working on now is get enough money to pour the concrete slab around it. And if we can get it worked out right, now this is up to Dwayne Warwick to figure this out, we're going to try and get it poured in the shape of Iowa.
So will the rock sit approximately where Lewis is on that map?
Yeah, we're hoping so.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be nice to do.
If it don't work out, then it's just going to be a rock on a slab.
Yeah. Are you still fundraising then?
Yes. We still need approximately $2,500 to complete our project.
How can folks donate to that?
Anyone who wants to donate can just make a check out to the city of Lewis and mark it down the memo spot, mark it Freedom Rock. And then it'll go into the account to get it painted and get the concrete work done.
Okay. And they can just mail that to City Hall at Lewis?
Just mail it to City Hall in Lewis.
Okay. Well, that's easy enough to take care of. So the money part is the important part right now when you get going. But, okay, well, that's great. We've got a rock. It's set.
Yep.
We've got a pretty good chunk of money raised for this. Well, it doesn't look like much right now. You got to get it painted. How tough is that going to be?
It could be a while, but then again, we've got the rock. We've got enough money to get it painted, so we might get moved ahead of some of the other ones that aren't prepared. Project moved along really, really fast, a lot faster than I thought it would.
Some counties don't have rocks yet?
Yeah, some don't have rocks, and the ones that have rocks don't all have the money raised. So you got to pay for it when it's completed, so you got to have the money in hand.
Yeah, It's going to be a big project for Ray Sorensen to be running around the state painting 99 different rocks like that. That's a lot of work.
Yep.
Did he give you an idea how long, once he started painting the rock? I suppose it probably differs depending upon the size and shape and everything and the design, but did he give you a rough idea about how long it would take once he starts?
No, I haven't really talked to him about it. He's going to, when he gets ready, he will come to Lewis and he will talk about the rock, and then he'll take suggestions from people of what might be put on there. And
I guess that was my next question for you then too, was who determines what the actual design will be on this particular one? Is it going to be something that's kind of germane to Cass County, to the Lewis area? Will it be kind of localized?
Well, that's one thing we want people to understand. This is not the Lewis rock.
Right.
It's the Cass County rock. It's just placed in Lewis, and it's in the East Park where the water tower is, and it's in the northeast corner. So, but no, he'll come and then he'll take suggestions from the crowd of what they want on it. And it has to deal with freedom. So, we'll go from there. He'll pick out what he wants and then he'll draw up a drawing of it, and then it'll be okayed. And then he'll start painting.
Well, it's kind of nice that the locals actually have some input in what will happen.
Yeah.
So many of these types of projects, it's just, it's left up to somebody or a small committee or what have you, but it's nice to be able to do that. Will there be a public forum at some point then to get input?
There'll be a public forum when he is ready to come over.
When we get
and we will try and let it, we'll put it on the radio and in the paper and stuff, let people know when it's going to come over.
Yeah, very good. Well, what do you envision down the road? Let's look far down the road here when it's all said and done. The money's raised, the project is paid off, it's completed, the rock looks beautiful, it's all painted up. What do you envision? Do you see a stream of people coming there? Do you see that being part of the revitalization of that section of Lewis then?
I think not necessarily so much for Lewis. It's going to help Lewis out, of course, and it's also going to help Atlantic because they got the Koch Museum and Griswold. They've got the Tractor Museum down there and the Cass County Museum. Of course, Lewis has got the Hitchcock House and the Ferry House, and then it'll have the Rock. And I think Duane Wiry is going to put the world's largest bicycle in the same park. So
you kind of got a little...
Might be a good place to put a lemonade stand.
It might be, yeah. Put the snow cone place down there. Yeah, it'd be a great place. It really could be a good kind of a good gathering point for folks, especially in the warm weather months.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
It's a nice park, has a nice shelter there, and be a nice place.
Do you envision more things happening at the park down the road? Will it be a free thing? It won't be anything that really generates money, will it?
No, I don't think it'll generate any money. It's going to have, just going to help the tourism in the area. I mean, it'll bring people in to visit Lewis. It has a new library and the new fire station, and just a lot of things going on.
Kind of exciting to be part of something like that, where you've got a lot going on right now, and then this project in the works too, and it's nice. Are you hearing a lot of positive feedback back from folks around the county? Are they hearing about the project?
I think everything has been pretty positive about it. Some people say the rock's too small, but
try to lift it once.
Yeah, it's not too small. It'll work out just great.
Yeah, trust us. Yeah,
it's taller than it is wide, and I think that's why it looks smaller.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it'll be great.
Well, you don't want one that looks like everybody else's either.
No.
I mean, you want it to be unique in the first place.
Yep.
Are there a lot of other people helping out with the project?
So far, you know, like I said, we're just getting started on it. But, yeah, there's quite a few guys on the committee that are helping get things set up and going to help do the concrete work. And
a lot of volunteers.
Yeah, a lot of volunteers.
Very good.
A lot of volunteers.
Well, good. Well, we look forward to the completion of the project. It's probably too much to ask for it to be done before the bad weather months come up.
I wish it would be. I wish it would
be great.
We applied for this rock at the same time that Messina did. And so they had a little bit of decision of who this rock was going to go to.
Sure.
And I don't know who the lady was, but I'm sorry. they had a coin flip, and Lewis won the coin flip. So
sure. Well, you can only have one in the county, so it's got to go someplace.
Yep.
So, well, very good. Well, it's a nice addition to the county, and we look forward to the finished project. And again, if folks would like to donate, because that's kind of the important thing right now, is to make sure you have the money in hand when it's time to get the thing painted. So if they want to do that, again, how do they send the money in?
Just mail it to the City of Lewis and mark your checks down in the memo part. Just mark them Freedom Rock, and the money will go into the Freedom Rock account.
Any size check.
any size.
Very good. Small and large donations, all spent the same.
All accepted.
All right. Very good. Craig, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.